Hello, listeners. My name is Will. Today, we will be talking about a family that feels like they had everything taken away from them. It's all because of science. I am joined by Mr. David Lax, a man whose wife was diagnosed with cancer and believed he was misled and manipulated. So, Mr. Lax, care to give us a rundown on the situation and how you feel?
Sure. So my wife, Henny, was diagnosed with cancer. I didn't know what cancer was, so when the doctors explained to us what was going on, I was clueless and lost.
How did you feel once you realized that your wife had this chronic disease?
I was scared and confused. All I knew is that my wife was going to be gone, and possibly forever.
You told me that earlier, that 25 years later, some information was given to you that made you very upset. Care to elaborate on that?
Yeah. We were contacted by Johns Hopkins Hospital, and these doctors, scientists, whatever you want to call them, told me that they had a piece of my wife. Thinking that she was still alive, I went down to the hospital and they told me that she wasn't actually alive, but they had living cells that they took from her. They were using these cells for vaccines, treatment, and cures to diseases. They were profiting off of my dead wife's cells and didn't even tell us. They just took what they wanted. They made millions of dollars and we didn't get any money from it. We are terribly poor and barely have any money, and my son is out living on the streets.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know this must have been hard on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're going to take a short break. After a break, stay tuned. We're going to have one of the scientists that apparently took everything away from the Lax family. Hello, everyone. We are back. Thank you for tuning in. We're back with one of the scientists from the Johns Hopkins Hospital. So, would you like to tell us your side of this story?
Of course, we had used Henrietta Lax's cells to help treat other conditions and diseases, revealing some ways to treat or cure them. And we did sell them to others only because we had a lot of cells and it helps treat those diseases.
So you really did sell them and decide not to ask for our permission, leaving us with no money from our Henny cells.
All right, now that's enough.
I'm sorry about that. There's not much we can change. Besides, do you truly know how many lives Henrietta has saved and benefited?
I guess not, but it just upsets me and the kids that we were tricked into thinking that she was alive when she really wasn't.
Okay, now that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you, viewers, for listening in. We'll see you next time.